I'm going to show you some of my favorite Addictive Drums presets here. Now, you won't like all of them. I don't like all of them dry, but sometimes in the mix they come out really well. And I'll just do a little playthrough of bits and pieces. Now, I should say that John Luca has made these NKS compliant, so they're inside of Complete Control, and there are some 39 pages of mapped parameters. I'm not going to talk about any of those, because that's a lot. If people are interested, I'll do it in a different post. But we'll start with Black Velvet Clean, which is a nice little drum kit with sounds like that. So the snares, or the edge of the snare, and the sharp part, and very soft, which I use for ghost notes. And then we get into cymbals. Part of the ride, crash, and you can choke them as well. Toms. And then some auxiliary percussion, cowbell. And then three other cymbals there, and then an octave up, another three other cymbals. So quite nice. Where am I? Oh, there we are. And then a bit of playing, like I do. I do like the fact that the further you go up the hi-hat keys, they get more open. But that's not the open. You get to the bell after that. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 keys in the closed, and then you get to the bell. And then you get all the opens. 5 of those, and then the foot slap. And this being close to the ride cymbal, the foot slap is good for jazz, and you can do things like So that's one kit among many, and I'll just press the down cursor, or the preset down, and you'll hear as it changes. I won't mention all the kit names, but I'll just show you a couple things and play on a little bit on each. That one took a little while to load because it's now a different kit entirely. We are in Blue Oyster. This is still a Blue Oyster, but it's Clean 22 Kick Kit. Now the closed hi-hat is a tambourine, and there's a cowbell next to that as well. Now we have a different kit entirely because I didn't favorite too many of those. Boutique Mallets, Big Sticks. Mm-hmm. And what you might notice is the speed at which they change kits, even going between completely different kits, is pretty fluid. So I will play and change it, like play a cymbal and go between two different boutique mallet kits. Apart from that little tiny glitch, it doesn't cut the sound off, so it's doing patch, what we call patch remain, which is very good. This is Boutique Mallet's Crisp Sticks. Now there's some off, there's a kit with off snares, for example, like this one. I like this. Boutique Mallet's Flutter. Now we're in a different kit entirely. This is called Deterministic. And I think this is one of the kits that ships normally with the product. So it could be any number of things. I'm not even sure where that comes from. Let me just go forward a little bit. Oh, yeah. That. This is called Chicken Bone, and it's from the Funk Ad Pack. So here's where, for example, I would like the kind of functionality of Superior in Windows, not Mac, because in Mac at the moment, unless you're in Pro Tools, you can't change the kit pieces. I don't like this ride, but I do like every other part of the kit. I like the hi-hats, I just don't like the ride. So in Windows, it's, I think, easier as well to change it with CBAC and things, but until that comes to Logic, can't do that here. Now we get on to, when I get past a couple of these, this is one of my favorite kits because it's just a tight snare, and I do like the tight snare. It's just called Funk Get Defunk. We're going down now, and we get into jazz brushes. I'm not going to play jazz brushes like brushes, but I want to point out a few interesting kits that I like the sound of, even if they may seem weird at first. Where are we? Right, this Modern Jazz Brushes jazz brush, because it's far away in the room, it does sort of sound like I'm standing there with binaural mics on, perhaps, or a stereo single point in my hand, recording a drummer playing the drums. And I kind of like that sound for certain things. You can have fun with it. Quite nice. This one is closer, smaller bass drum. Nice thing about that is you can choose how much ring it is by different keys. The D and the E are not ringy. Unless you hit it hard, and then the F is very ringy. So it's quite a nice choice there. This is a closer still and bigger bass drum. I like this kit a lot. I use it for quite a few different things. This, which is a tight overhead. Now this, slap a bit of hardcore compression on it. You could use it for breakbeat stuff. Jazz Sticks kit, similar kind of room ambience and things, because you can buy brushes and sticks separately, or you can buy them in the jazz bundle. That's quite nice. And that's what this is. This is part of the jazz bundle set, and this is called Jazz Beats. If you hear that bit distortion in the cymbal, that's actually part of the kit, so it's kind of got a vinyl effect on it. It's not distortion from the recording. Now this one is also quite a fun one. It's also that kind of roomy, faraway sound, and it's called Tuned Up Beer, I think. Sticks. Just a nice old kit there. Another big one, this time Sticks in the room. Nice feel here. This is the one I practice my shuffle on. This is Jazz Sticks. Contemporary. Room, this one, which is similar to contemporary, but it's literally, I think, very clean, no effects at all. Now we get onto modern soul and R&B, which in place of the cowbell in the most other kits, like the jazz kit, has a clap. And it also has some foot stomps and stuff at the top end of the keyboard by the sticks and where the toms are. So with this, things start to change a bit. You get into some of the more modern Addictive kits. When I say modern, I mean made after Addictive 1. So this is Addictive Drums 2, and so kits like this appear. We'll be right back. If you're wondering why that clap is late, that is on purpose because I'm playing it slightly late behind the snare. If I play it right on beat, playing it slightly behind gives a very funky swing feel. And here's another kit that I really like, which is Dirty Snare. I'll just quickly skim through a couple more of these modern soul R&Bs. Nice. That one is very compressed, very funky. Again, good breakbeat. This one is no snares at all. It's all claps. And the bass drum is more stompy than a bass drum, so you can, you know. Do that with it. And that was called stomping for a good reason. And we'll go forward a bit more. Now we get into a very couple of the Real Machines kits, which were recorded with analog drum machines and things. Wait, did I? I mean, digital drum machines on analog tapes is what I think I meant to say. So, what is this? It's called Current Value H. Funky and compressed and quite fun. Yeah, of course, the obligatory dance hall. And where the cowbell usually is a nice clap here. And do we have the... Okay, not in this kit. I was expecting the 808 clap. Didn't find it in this kit. The snares are like that. This one's a nice kit. It's called DMX Holiday-ish. Another kit from Real Machines, and that's this one. It's not saying its name. Why don't you tell me your name? Tell me your name. Come on, you can do it. Real Machines Lindrum Dry. This one is hard to play because, of course, the hi-hats are so vastly different that I can't use two hands to play the hi-hat, so I've had to basically play two hands on the same hi-hat in every case so that it sounds like it was meant to, old school. And of course it's easy to knock the C-sharp and E-flat snares, which are in this case are those snares, and the D and E snares are those snares. The F snare is this, and the G snare is that. So you would have to program this to get it sounding anyway meaningful. So hard. But if I was to play the normal way I would play hi-hats, which would be on the C-sharp and the D, you can really tell a huge difference already. Useful, but not that useful. This one is a Tape 808 dry kit. Gotta have those. Right, now we're on to some other kits, which is the Retro Bundle kit. More conventional kits again. This one is called Disco Era, so I suppose it'd be things like this one has a tambourine in place of the cowbell and is called Old Muffle. This one has a snare and a tambourine together. So anytime you hit a snare, you get a very filtered, compressed tambourine and full of reverb on the right-hand channel. It's called Vista Breed, that one. So, yeah. This one is quite nice. This is Retroplex Clean 22 Kick. This one is called Retroplex 80s Box. And it's funny because that symbol is so far away. In the club. Vistalite Muffled. That is called Session Percussion 75 RPM Mono. So you play a key and it spins up the record for you. So you can have nice old school. Session Percussion's a funky one. Some really nice snares and things in there. And because it's session percussion, you don't have toms, you have bongos and congos and things. And timbales instead. So quite nice there. This is one of my favorite kits, just because of the snares, really. Very tiny snares. I don't know, I guess they're marching snares. And this one, even though it's all dirty and potentially horrible, is called Lo-Fi Funk, so I like it being all dirty and horrible. More session percussion, but it's what's that called? It's got a funny name to it. Pandero. So that's not even a snare, and the bass drum is not a bass drum, it's that. The snares are these. I really like it. I'm not really sure what it is supposed to be played like, but I do like it. This one I've used as filler kit because it's called Percophone, so you'd use it like as an intro track or maybe underneath a real drum kit. And you wouldn't even have to affect that much, but you can, of course. Now we're on to Studio Bundle. So this is Garage Jam Road, one of the older kits. Gonna quickly go through these. Mr. Perk, a very interesting kit, because that's what the hi-hats sound like. Really dirty and crunchy, and really good for electronic kind of stuff. You could either put a real kit under it or not. Beef it up with a battery kit or a kit from Logic or Samplitude or something, which is quite nice because the kit itself, when you play it, Studio Bundle Pop Rock. Natural Timbre here from Studio Pop Rock. Sonic Clean. And this is one of the very first Addictive kits I was introduced to in 06 or 07 with Addictive 1. And that's kind of what got me into Addictive. It's quite a ringy snare, admittedly. But it isn't bad. I like these sort of novelty kits quite nice. This is Chemical House from Studio Prog now. This one is quite funky. It is also from Studio Prog and it's called Solid Rubber, and I used it in a video not so long ago. It's good for, it's quite a punchy bass drum, and I ran it through distortion one time and you get a really cool sound out of it. And where the cowbell is this very clicky little thing, so you can use it in a non-drum kind of way if you want to, because it's a very electronic kit. What you do with it is alright, you know, you're not trying to be a real drummer with this kind of kit. Studio Prog Clean, which sounds like a DW kit to me. I like the cowbell in this kit, always have. Another kit that I really like, all mono, and it's called Vintage Years, and it's all mono, it just sounds nice. It also has the nice cowbell. I don't know, but again, good for breakbeat. The rimshot end, it's nice. You can big kit. And again, if you notice, the toms from the other kit came out when I changed patches. So patch remain did its work again. And Z-Cure, again with the funky cowbell. Studio Rock Arena Rock. I'm not a rock player, so I won't do it justice, but it is a rock kit. This one is the Studio Rock Clean Tama, which I really like this kit. Again, one of the early addictive kits that I was introduced to. Great big toms. Another reason I like this kit is because I like the splash in it. Something appealing about that, I do like. That one is a good old gated reverb. Heavy Dude, it's called. Again, I won't even try to do that justice. Nearly at the end, by the way. So if you've stuck with me this long, I really, really do commend you. And we're at the end of my favourites now, which is, nearly not. That one was called Clean Trump, by the way, United Pop. This is another sort of electric slash... it's an electric kit, but using real samples, and it's called Processed Beat. That kind of amuses me, actually. It's got funny cymbals, and yeah. That one's called Rim Clicker. That one's called Roller Coaster Rise. I don't really know why, because it's actually quite a clean kit. I like it. Now we really are at the end, and this one is called Soft Jazz Pop, and yeah, it could work. So if you made it this far, congratulations, and bye-bye.